We made this.
You're listening to the Pick a Disc Best of 2020. Number 4, Best Coast, Always Tomorrow. You know how you have bands that you know you'd like, and you never really get around to listening to them until a bit later on, and then when you listen to them, you want to go back in time to see your past self, and then just give them a slap. Well, that's happened to me a few times, actually. Maximo Park and the Wombats are the big ones for me. And until this year, you could argue that The Strokes was another biggie, and that was based on the episode of the podcast that I did with Hannah from Hair Not To Be An Idiot. You can add Best Coast onto that. According to Last.fm, I listened to their last album, California Nights, a few times in August 2015 and never listened to them again. Awkward.
Hey Matt, hey Pick a Disc, it's Leanne, not Annie Music. So my album of the year has been Music for Working Out by Aiming for Enrique. It came out right at the start of the year in January, and it was one of the last few gigs I got to go to before lockdown. But since then I've had many a kitchen disco instead to this, and I'm still not tiring of the song Infinity Rider anytime soon. Call a shout out to some other awesome albums. So the new Touche Amore album, Lament, came out towards the end of the year. I'll Be Host, that's an awesome song from that. Met Atlas Venden came out the same weekend. And the song Draw Us In off that, such a good bass line, love that. And then also the band Floral, the Floral LP came out at the start of the year, and that is just gorgeous. The song this year, so lovely, so if you haven't heard that, I'd totally recommend that. So anyway, I hope that you're good, I wish you hopefully a much better 2021 with many more Pick a Discs, and yeah, thanks, bye!
Best Coast are an American duo from Los Angeles consisting of vocalist and guitarist Bethany Constantino and multi-instrumentalist Bob Bruno. So after the album cycle of the previous California Nights album, which I definitely did listen to, Constantino stated she felt creatively paralysed and couldn't write music. There was so much bubbling inside of me, so many things happening, so much to process, but I couldn't get any of it out. Nothing was ever going to change. She then apparently forced herself to write, coming up with Everything Has Changed, and has referred to the album as the story of where I was and where I am now, and as well as the struggles I am still learning to identify and figure out. This album is about leaving the darkness for the light, but still understanding that nothing is ever going to be perfect. Even listening to California Nights, my knowledge of Best Coast is very limited, and it can only be based on what I've read in interviews. But the main thing that I got from Always Tomorrow is that there's an approach to positivity in it. Previous albums were based on what apparently it was weed, partying, and cats. So here, Constantino takes on sobriety and positivity and makes it one of the key themes of the album, and whilst appreciating that things are not perfect and there is still work to do in terms of bettering herself. On Instagram, Constantino said that the lead single was written within the midst of depression, that single being Everything Has Changed. But it was about a goal that she wanted to work towards, but she didn't feel like she was there yet. And once she reached that goal, she feels that like that won't be the end all or the end goal, in that there won't be any work to do, but they'll still be saying to herself that there will be work to do even if she reaches that goal. In fact, the song itself feels key to those themes, and it references previous albums that I admittedly I am not that au fait with or familiar with. For example, The Only Places, which was the second album, from what I was reading into it based on this, feels like it's a Money and Bling album, in that it kind of is specifically talking about the reaction of what happened in the first album. In fact, the single itself has different sections and different verses to it. The first verse is saying who she used to be, and the second verse explaining who she wants to be.
Hi, this is Tracy B from the We Dig Music podcast. I'm here to tell you about my album of 2020, which is Star Maker by Honey Harper. Imagine if Glen Campbell came back from the dead and wanted to make one last country album, but he wanted to broaden the appeal beyond the usual country audience. So he bought some effect pedals and a vocoder and made his voice sound a little bit like Greg Gonzalez from Cigarettes After Sex. Well, that's pretty much Star Maker. The artist himself describes it as celestial honky-tonk, but I'd add to that and say it's a lush, breathy, dream country ray of light. So if that sounds good to you, go check it out. Happy Christmas to all you Pick a Disc listeners, and let's hope we get live music back in 2021.
Other songs on the album lift on this idea and expand on it. Graceless Kids is the idea that she most looked upon, but she shouldn't be the person that she was. My favourite track on the album, Wreckage, talks about how to deal with something in the aftermath of the lowest point. But if you've gone to your lowest, then the only place to go is up, and you still need to assess and figure out exactly what's going on. So the only person that's stopping you from clearing this wreckage in front of you is yourself. And there's the question of why you're not helping yourself move on, even though that you know that you're going to move on. An album that talks about seeing who you are and who you want to be, but never forgets what the realistic view of that is, ends with The Great Used To Be, which acts as like an epilogue for the examination of Constantino at this point of time in her life. So the final words of the album states that she's accepting of the unknown of what happens next from this point onwards. So it means the album maintains this kind of level of positivity and but never kind of loses itself in kind of a fantastical way of doing that. It maintains a kind of level-headedness saying, yes, I want to do this, but I know the limitations of someone, of me particularly, who can't just do it overnight. There's work to be done, and it's not going to be like a waving of a magic wand, but I know that I am going to look forward at things ahead of me, but if I accept that, then it'll hopefully be easier to achieve those things. And it's a great kind of... it's a kind of theme to like kind of end the album on, I feel. If you get the chance, I can fully recommend listening to Always Tomorrow by Best Coast.